There was magic in almost everything. Iago was a great favorite of the children. No one knew better where to find the beautiful colored shells which he strung into necklaces for the little girls. No one could teach them so well just where to look for the grasses which their nimble fingers fold into baskets. For the boys, he made bows and arrows, bows from the ash tree that would bend far back without breaking, and arrows strong and straight from the sturdy oak. But most of all, Iago won the children's hearts with his stories. Where did the robin get his red dress? How did fire find its way into the world so that an Indian can get it out by rubbing two sticks together? Why was Coyote, the prairie wolf, so much cleverer than all the other animals? And why was he always looking behind him when he